Look in the very last halacha in Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, it says like this. It says that Yesh Ayman, the Ramah brings down that some say Shechayv Laharbis B'mishta B'simcha B'yadalat Sheba Adar Rishon. Some say you should be Marbi B'simcha on Yadalat and Adar Rishon, even though it's not Purim, but there's still an Indian to be Marbi B'simcha. They Nagim came, it's not the Minig, but Mikol Makam Yarbek Tzas B'suda K'dei Latzei Sidei HaMachmirim B'toiv Lev Mishta Tamim. Zokta Ramah, even though it's not the Minig, but one should be Machmir to have a little bit of a suda to be yetsa those who say that there's a din simcha nidal of other rishain, and then he ends off with toiv lev mishta tamid. And the question is, what does he mean to say with this line, the last, very last line in Shulchan Aruch HaChaim of toiv lev mishta tamid? What is the meaning of that? In Pashas, he wants to be misayim b'davar toiv, he wants to end off on a good note, but l'chai has to have some shaychus to the halacha that he mentioned, so what's the pshat in that line, the toiv lev mishta tamid? And I thought that perhaps it could be mazal this LP, our sugi over here, Megillah and Vav and Beis. So the Ramah is saying that there's a chiyuv to be besimcha, or a minhag to be besimcha, and yadal of other rishon. The question is, what about tesvav? What about tesvav, other aleph? Is there an inyan to be besimcha or not? So the Berhetav is a medayik from the Ramah that there would not be an inyan, because the Ramah says it's a yadal, there's an inyan to be marva, it's mash bedafki yadal, and not tesvav. That's the Pashas HaRamah, that there would not be a mitzvah to be besimcha and tesvav. Other Peskim are chaylik, and they hold the Lefidus Minig, even on Tesvava, the Rishon, even there should be an Indian to be Besimcha. Now, the Prima Gadim brings a Raya that there's no Din Simcha on Tesvav, only on Yadalad. He brings a Raya from our Mishnah over here. The Mishnah says, Ein Bein, Ein Bein Adar HaRishon, Adar HaSheni, Le Kiris HaMegillah Matanus Lev Yainim. The only Chilik between Adar Rishon and Adar HaSheni is Kiris HaMegillah Matanus Lev Yainim. It's Mashmah that Legabi Simcha, they're equal. Legabi Simcha, there is no Chilik. So if there's a Din Simcha on Adar HaSheni on Tesvav, then Lechar, it should follow, there should be a Din Simcha on Adar Rishon as well. So from the Mishnah would be Mashma that there is a din simcha and tesvav of other Rishon. But it's like the Prima Gadim, that's in the Mishnah. But if you look in the Gemara, the way the Gemara learns the Mishnah, there would not be a Raya, because the Gemara ends up saying a chesir mechz over here, and it says that you read the Mishnah like this: Ein bein yudalid sheba other Rishon liyudalid sheba other sheni alimik megillah matanus of yainim. So we're putting in those words yudalid that ein bein of the Mishnah is dafka referring to yudalid, not to any other day. And lefi that, you can't bring a diak l'gabi tesvav, because we're not discussing tesvav, only discussing yudalid. And therefore, lefi the way the Gemara reads the Mishnah, this diak would not be a diak, and there would be no raya from here. So the so it comes out that if you read from the strict reading of the Mishnah, it would be mashma that there would be a din simcha and tesvav. But the way the Gemara reads the Mishnah would be mashma that there is not a din simcha and tesvav. And it could be that's the beer in the Ramah. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, daf kuf mem hayom beis, the Gemara quotes a two psukim. The Gemara says, "Kol yemei ani roim zebal Mishnah, but toiv lei mishta tamid zebal Gemara." The pasuk that says, "Kol yemei ani roim," someone who's an ani, all his days are bad. That's referring to someone who only knows Mishnayos and does not know Gemara. But toiv lei mishta tamid, someone who is always besimcha, that's a bal Gemara. That's someone who knows Gemara. Because the point is, if you only know Mishnayos, you can't really pass him from the Mishnayos alone, and therefore there's a chesaron in your simcha. But if you don't know Gemara as well, then toiv lei mishta tamid, you always be besimcha because you could pass him from the Gemara that you know. So it's mavur over here that the pasuk of Toiv Lei Mishnah Tamid is referring specifically to the mila of a Baal Gemara over a Baal Mishnah. So now the Ramah, we said, Lefi the Berheitev, the Ramah seems to be holding that there's no din of Simcha and Tesvav of Adar Rishon only on Yadalit. And that's why he's medak to say Dafki Yadalit. And that's his last halacha, then in Yadalit, Simcha, not on Tesvav. Now we said that from the Mishnah by us, it would be mashma there is then simcha and tesvav. But from the Gemara, the way the Gemara reads the Mishnah, it's mashma that there's not. So the Mishnah alone would be shver in the Ramah, but the way the Gemara reads the Mishnah is a yishuv for the Ramah. So it could be that's the pshat. The Ramah ends off after he says it's no then simcha and tesvav, the toiv lei mishta tamid. Toiv lei mishta tamid means that there's a mile in a Baal Gemara of a Baal Mishnah. He could paskin from what he knows, because that is the ikar pshat in the Mishnah, and the way the Gemara learns, ataka is no raya that there's a din simcha and tesvav, and therefore the Ramah could say that there is a mitzvah of simcha only in Yidalt and not Tesvav, and after that could be the beer why the Ramah chose that line, that pasuk, to be Messiah. Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, Medaber Toiv, Toiv Lei Mishnah Tamid, because that is really the mark of this Indian of the Ma'il of Baal Gemara, which proves the din, that there's no din simcha on Tesvav.